God had been silent for 400 years. We knew because we were listening, in a sense. My job is to listen. You wouldn't call a person that talks a lot a wise man, would you? No, you'd call them many, many, many things, but a wise man wouldn't be one of them. My position is to look for signs everywhere. A star, for example. I can look at a star and watch it and wait and see what the star is trying to tell us. I read one time of a star that would announce a new king. And then one day, there it was. A beacon in the night. A star like, unlike any other star I'd ever seen before. And so, I followed it. Several of us, we followed this star. It was bizarre. The star would lead, it would move, and we would follow. Our journey took 2 years, and it led us to Judea. And then the star stopped. It just stopped. Shining down over this small cottage. Our journey ended not at a palace for a king, but at a home for a peasant. This was it. I mean, we gathered our thoughts, we gathered our gifts, we did all that we could do to contain our emotion. And behind those doors was a new king. A king that could command the stars in the sky and yet chose to dwell among us. A king that spoke and the word became flesh. God was finished being silent. That night, we knelt. We bowed down before this baby boy. And each one of us laid gifts at his feet. We had to, we couldn't help it. 400 years of silence, broken by the cries of the Son of God.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi, wise men from the east, came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem. In Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of the people of Israel." Then Herod called the Magi, the wise men, secretly, and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem. "Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Their job was to listen. Wise men, to listen. If I would have said nothing for just a little bit longer, I'm sure that one of my elders would have walked up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Is everything okay?" It was close. We don't like silence. And that when it comes to listening, we are so often not good listeners. And much like he said on that video, on that image, that usually when people talk and talk and talk, so often we don't consider them very wise. And yet these wise men listened. And they listened for a long, long time. Have you ever taken a trip? A long trip where it seems to go on and on and on. And you try desperately to stay on top of it, where you try desperately to stay positive, but it's one of those trips where, oh. I remember well going to Cedar Point with Jenny and her family. We just talked about this a few months ago with our kids. You see, they were going to go, and then I found out not only were we going to Cedar Point, but they're all going to wear matching t-shirts. That ain't going to happen with this guy, all right? So here we are walking in, you know, and they all wanted to wear Coke t-shirts. I don't know why. We go to Cedar Point. Here's the nice little picture they take while you walk through or whatever, and everybody's in their Coke shirt except for me. That's right, all right? People ask, you know, are you advertising for Coke? You know, I'm like, this is why I don't wear matching clothes, all right? But on the way home, we were supposed to get a hotel. But we stopped at a hotel. It was full. A little bit kind of like Jesus, right? His parents. Full. Well, my sister-in-law, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? My brother-in-law and I said, don't worry, we'll drive, we'll check, it'll be all right. And we drove. And then all of a sudden, my sister-in-law woke up again and said, why aren't you stopping at a hotel? Why aren't you stopping at a hotel? Well, we had stopped already, and there were more hotels, but they were full. We drove down through some of the most interesting parts of Ohio and cities, and I can remember stopping at a liquor store and thinking, my life is flashing before me, looking for directions. And all my sister-in-law kept doing was waking up going, you don't want to stop. I know you. You're cheap. You want to go on. Tim and I were laughing. We got to kind of like Michigan border, and then we looked at each other and said, why stop now, right? We had the kids packed in the back. They were sleeping. But every time, about every hour and a half, 2 hours, and I love Rhonda dearly, but Rhonda would wake up going, you guys, you guys. It was a long trip. The wise men were listening for a long time. The wise men traveled for a long time. They were listening. They were following. They were looking. They were looking for signs. They were looking for the fulfillment of this prophecy. They were looking for God to speak. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But so often we can trivialize it or we demand it. We want to see God and we make a deal with Him. And yet the wise men were simply listening and following and looking. They weren't saying, if you love me, show me yourself. They weren't saying, if you love me, do this for me. Or if I do this, then show me. They were listening. They were looking. They were following. And then they gathered together. They gathered together to listen. They gathered together to look. They gathered together to follow. Not unlike the way that we gather together in the Christmas season. That we gather together with each other. We gather together with our thoughts and our feelings. We gather together with our gifts, and we journey to Grandma's house. Because we want to experience the Christmas that's inside. The same was true for them. That they listened and they gathered and they followed and they ended up at this inn. And they looked at it and they thought, a king here? But they couldn't stop but go inside because they wanted that Christmas, that Christ experience. And they knew that God had sent them. They listened, they looked, they gathered, they followed. 400 years of silence. 400 years of God being so distant to his people. And yet, these wise men listened for 400 years. These wise men looked for 400 years. These wise men gathered after 400 years of silence. And then God broke through. 400 years, and then God broke through. God shouted. The birth of Christ was a shout that God is with us. The birth of Christ was a prophecy fulfilled. God broke the silence. And the wise men were there because they were listening, they were following, they were looking, and they heard and they saw Jesus Christ. That God had broken the silence for all people. That God had shouted. Correct? Shouted. And the wise men heard. How about you today? How about me? Here it is, Christmas. Here it is, that crazy season. Are we listening? Are we looking? Are we following? Maybe it's been 10 years. Maybe it's been 20 years. Maybe it's 30, 40, 50, 80. How many years have you been waiting to really experience that connection with Christ? Maybe it's your 10th Christmas, your 20th, your 50th, your 80th again. I don't know, but are we listening still? Are we looking? This season is a season where the wise men listened and they looked and they followed because they were waiting for God to break through. And he shouted with the birth of Christ. And they understood because they were listening and looking and following. God wants to be heard. God is shouting in our world today. But so often our world shouts louder. When you watch the TV and all there are advertising for this sale and this place and this new toy and everything that Christmas is supposedly about. When you look at the advertising and it talks about getaways and things to do over Christmas and not to gather with family, but just to consider it another day or a day off to take a vacation. And our world shouts, and so many of us get confused. So many of us can't hear because we are not listening. And God is shouting, trying to break through to us and say, look at this child. What does this child mean to you, to me? How can this child change our lives? The wise men understood this is the Messiah. We don't get the whole manger thing. We thought it was going to be a castle. We don't get the whole Herod things, but we know he's a bad guy and we're not going back there. We don't understand it all, but we've heard God say, this is my son. And he's here to change your world. What about us today? Are we willing to be silent? Could we come here next week and just sit here for 10 minutes, 20, 30, the whole hour, 2 hours, we'll include Sunday school, and be silent and listen and look for God? Are we able to follow? Are we able to look for the star this season, something that will move us closer to Christ? To see and to hear God break through? You see, the wise men understood that something was happening because they listened. They've been waiting and they were listening. And God wants to break through to each and every one of us. And God wants to shout into our lives. And God wants us to see the star. And God wants us to follow to the Christ child. But can we listen? Can we look? Can we follow? Like the wise man. Amen.